And when you're riding on them, your feet are in the
stirrup.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to her?
Put the harness on him.
And what would you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Well, you did that with the reins. Oh, the bridle.
And how would you call hogs to feed them?
Well, I wouldn't call them. They'd come. I wouldn't know how you'd... Suey. And all that suey is getting them out of the way.
You say suey to get them out of the way?
You know, if you want them to move over or something. Suey, get them, you know, in other words, get away.
Do you ever hear anybody call sheep?
No.
What about chickens?
Well, chicken.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call the...
Seed or stone.
And what about on a peach?
Peach seed.
And the part inside the seed?
Kernel.
And there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of.
Well, that's cling peaches, peaches that the flesh clings to it. And then there's a clear one peach that you just break open. And it's not, it doesn't stick to the seed.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
When you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Cutting apples to dry.
Do you ever hear them called snips?
No. I believe you can buy something that you call snips, can't you? It's kind of a dried apple.
They sell that around here?
Not very good. Yeah, I bought some at Brooks's one time, but they're too dry and tasteless. Close enough to?
I think that's picking up okay now. What different kinds of nuts are there around here?
Well, pecans and hickory nuts and chinkapins, but hickory nuts and chinkapins are kind of scarce. I guess there would be some out in the woods, you know, where there's a woodsy place. I think you more hickory nuts in the western part of the county than there is right around here. Now, maybe some out in way out in the woods, but I don't know about them. But pecans, I have one pecan tree, and then there's several, four or five over in that other lot.
What about kinds of nuts you'd buy to use in making cookies or something?
Well, there's walnuts and nigger toes.
What's nigger toes?
Well, they're butternuts. And then this little acorn-looking nut that I can't think what that's called. And then pecans is the most popular thing. Only during Christmas when they make fruitcakes, they buy those nuts at the stores.
And a kind of nut that you might buy around Christmas, it's got a thin, sort of porous shell to it.
Well, isn't that walnuts?
Well,
English walnuts.
Something that is kind of shaped like your eye. It's kind of expensive, but they sell it at most stores.
And you cook with them a lot too, don't you? Hazelnuts? No, that's not it. Almonds. Almonds.